Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting 7th. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting 9th. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Rojas steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is hit by the pitch. Leon moves to second. Mike Jackson now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. Brinkman moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. One out. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8 to nothing, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. McRae reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Orta reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brinkman bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Orta moves to third. Leon moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is hit by the pitch. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Rojas moves to second. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. Kirkpatrick moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon strikes out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Allen reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. Allen scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Patek. Melton moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 11-1, White Sox. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Andrews moves to third. It's 12-1. White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Andrews scores. Two outs. It's 13-1, White Sox. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Jeter now playing right field. Tony Muser now playing first base. Rick Reichardt now playing left field. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeter. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 13-2, White Sox. Fran Healy pinch hits for Carl Taylor. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shaw moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing shortstop. Steve Hobley now playing right field. Kurt Bebakwa now playing second base. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left fi. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Leon reaches second base with a double. Orta goes all the way around to score. It's 14-2, White Sox. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Brinkman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jeter. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Keith Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd misplays the ball. That's an error on Floyd. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muser moves to third. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua fields it and throws to second for the out. Muser scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 15-2, White Sox. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morales scores. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. It's 16-2, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bevacqua scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.